was a pleasure. How about that for an old coconut? Yeah, no, but it seriously does. We're going to be chatting security matters, and particularly we're going to be talking about the cutting edge of technology coming into the security world with Accelerate Security's Barry Smith and James Murray. Welcome to you both.
Dave, thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
And we're talking today about, well, some of the advancements in the security, in the world of security, coming to, I suppose, it's more than the assistance of the formal security sector, but innovation tends to give you an incredible edge, and I think possibly the advent of the drone in security is of particular interest, because this is really, well, it's been military cutting edge for an awfully long time, but now moving into the private security world, I'm curious as to how you are going to be using drone technology to increase your security coverage.
Dave, thank you. So I think even before we get there, it's important to note that within the industry, it's quite naive of us to think that clients' expectations and wants and even the criminal intent remains idle. And for us to remain relevant within the industry, we need to evolve. We need to create efficiencies, and hence the drones that we're talking about today.
Okay.
So very much on the first drones within our security sort of framework is going to look after our clients. It will patrol fence lines. It will pick up thermal imagery. It will do the work of manpower, in essence, at a faster and more efficient rate.
And Barry, will these drone flights be triggered by alarm, or will it be a routine patrol type of situation?
Both, Dave. Both are possible. Essentially, what we will be putting forward to the market is a drone in a box. It is flown autonomously. It's flown via a predetermined route. It will go up, do its patrol. If there are anomalies that it notices, there is a pilot that sits and it will take over control. Fence line activations, there are plugins these days that can trigger that drone to fly to that specific location.
When you say there's a pilot, so you've got someone in the control room that has access to the drone, but presumably there's going to be more than one drone potentially in the sky at the same time, because, well, you're covering quite a large piece of northern KZN, or certainly the north of the coastal climb of Ballito and environs. So what happens if you've got multiple drones in the sky?
So there are limitations to those currently. That pilot that we talk about sits off-site at a remote control room. They don't sit on-site, wherever that may be. And, you know, James will talk to regulations and compliance, but because we've got a certification to do that, we fly them remotely. And yes, there are limitations. That pilot essentially can't operate more than one drone at a time.
Okay.
At this point.
Well, there it is. That's for now. But you mentioned James, and let's bring in James Murray. I believe that our colleague from the clandestine group that was going to join us, Confi, here. So you're going to be handling the questions that come from that perspective. So what is the clandestine group and Accelerate's arrangement?
So the clandestine group is a drone company, essentially. And they are formed from current and previous military experience pilots, mainly flying helicopters in war zones and locally as well. So when we had a look at drones as Accelerate, to do a two-week drone license course is quite easy. And obviously for compliance reasons, you have to do it. But to get the understanding around it, the command and control structures and how to integrate that with people on the ground is quite hard.
You say these have come from, many of them, from military backgrounds. Does that mean that the drones that you're going to be using are cut military drones or capable of carrying ordnance?
Not yet. Unfortunately, the CAA doesn't allow for that. But there are certain exemptions that we have applied for. But yeah, it's more of the knowledge behind it and how to implement that sort of clarity from above, if you will, in a real-world situation that we're after.
And how necessary are drones in the sky above Ballito for security reasons? We have a very, luckily, touch wood, and with huge credit to the security cluster of which you're very much part, we have very low levels of threat at the moment, I believe, but clearly you guys have got intelligence that indicates that we shouldn't become complacent.
Look, I don't think we should ever be complacent in any way, shape or form in the security industry. And yes, there's a low level of crime, touch wood, in the area, and that's thanks to everyone's efforts, and you know, including the estates themselves. But we always have to innovate, and we always have to be at the cutting edge of things. We can't just rest on our laurels and think that the threat will never change. And we're always looking to better the service package to our clients. And we really do think, you know, this has taken us about 18 months to get all the compliances and drones in place. So we really do think that this is something for the future.
And Barry, the Accelerate offer, which is quite remarkable, and you represent and protect some of the biggest assets in the region. Are you planning to, because the region is expanding quite rapidly, and what is your capacity to expand with it?
That's what we've been doing for the last 20 years Dave. You know, as Bellito has grown, so too have we grown with it. We've certainly got capacity, and again, these sorts of offerings show that. There's big developments pushing through from the north. We're talking with the guys now, so we understand it, we see it. You know, community for us is a big thing, and we're living that as the area grows.
Yeah. It's quite clear that there are key players in the private security industry, of which you guys are certainly right up there with the rest of them. And then there are some smaller security companies which play a role as well. And then there's the SAPS that plays very important oversight, mainly, I would imagine, nowadays. But how well integrated is the security industry on the North Coast?
In terms of
getting on and working as a, you know, collectively?
Yeah, I think in this region, more so than most, especially on the North Coast, there's a lot of integrated groups where a lot of the security companies are involved in. KDM, there's a lot of operations.
And the sharing of information where necessary in terms of combating crime. If you have intel that maybe relates to a wider picture, do you get together and share that?
If we're ever going to move forward in terms of dealing with crime and solving crime, we need to share information. Some are on board, some aren't. But at the end of the day, we're never going to get there unless we understand that the cohesion and what it means.
I wanted to ask you because, well, it's your business, and I've got an opportunity now. We're on the cusp of the festive season. It's officially started, I think, already. And with that comes a level of, shall we say, carefree dropping of one's guard, especially if you're on holiday. You arrive on holiday and miraculously all is well with the world. We have no security issues whatsoever. And then you start seeing the petty things, but certainly it kind of puts a dent in one's holiday. What would your advice be now to anyone listening with regard to just being sensible over the festive season security-wise?
So, and fortunately for us, we've got the data behind festive season and what happens in the crime trends. We understand that there's a lot of holiday makers that come into, and you're on holiday, you do drop your guard. And you mentioned the word petty. So the crime trend seems to differ from, you know, your vehicle thefts to stealing of towels. And, you know, if you're leaving items out and exposed, those are the ones that are going. So look after your belongings. Be aware of your surroundings at all times.
There was a bit of a call recently locally for people to be aware of the fact that if you leave valuables in your motor vehicle, I'm talking about electronic goods like computers, etc., laptops, there are devices that have been around for a while, and certainly the people that use them have been around for a while, that can detect those signals that they give off, whether it's, I don't know what they do, the sort of ping or they ding or whatever, but you become, or your vehicle then becomes a target because it can be determined that you've got something, even if it's locked in the boot, which is not the best idea.
They do. And again, we talk to the criminal intent, hey, and how it's ever evolving. So the trend at the moment is the use of Bluetooth scanners that are able to pick up the emitting Bluetooth signal from devices like your laptop or your cell phone that's left in the car with a Bluetooth signal on. And that hones in on that signal and makes it very easy for them to locate.
So clearly one either needs to disable the Bluetooth function, which is not a bad idea anyway, but don't leave valuables in your car, ever.
As a first, don't do that. Again, look after your stuff.
You guys in the security industry must wonder about how gullible people are and how stupid, really. We were a very intelligent species, clearly, in many instances. But I mean, it makes your job very hard when people don't take basic precautions. I'm sure that it must drive you absolutely dilly. But getting back finally to the drone scenario, because I think it's absolutely fascinating. When are you going to be deploying your eye in the sky?
So we have done already. We had a launch a couple months back. We've had a lot of uptake and interest from that. We've got units that are coming into the country now. So we are ready. We're in the process at the moment.
So your current clients are getting the first bite at the cherry. They're getting the offer. You can either take advantage of it or not. Obviously, there's a cost associated, but with additional coverage, I would imagine people, generally speaking, would be very keen to have. Available, I presume, only for gated communities at this point in time?
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
So James can talk to the December season deployment with Itakweni. There are various drones for various reasons, and estates are just one application that we'll be utilizing.
What other applications might there be?
So our licenses are very broad, and they allow us to do a lot of things. So we've applied for exemptions. So what that means is when you do your drone licensing and everything else and you register these drones, you can apply for exemptions to the CAA. So, for instance, a drone is not allowed to fly above 400 foot, which is about 120 meters. If you do so, it's illegal. But you can provide a demo to the CAA, and you have to showcase that you can do it safely and the reasons as to why you want to do it. And then the CAA will grant you an exemption to that license to the level that you have demonstrated your capabilities. So there's a couple of things that we've got exemptions for. We're doing a lot of stuff with the Tukwini municipality for mapping and assisting them with some festive season operations, which we'll get into after the festive season, because they've got a couple of exciting things lined up there. You know, do thermal inspections, do roof panel inspections, do cell phone tower inspections, do whatever you want.
Wow. So it's a lot broader than just flying the perimeter of an estate and making sure that no one's cutting the fence.
Yeah, I mean, in the mining industry, they use it for health and safety, use it for stockpiles, they use it for, you know, architects use 3D scanning of buildings.
Is it as advanced as the movies make it? Can you do facial recognition and then lock onto the suspect?
Essentially, yes. The new drones now, you can, are open source platforms, so you can load third-party software onto them with AI integration, so there's a lot. I mean, the world is your oyster, really, what you want to do with it.
Well, it's a very, fairly terrifying oyster, I would imagine, if you're on the wrong side of the law. But very, very good chatting. My special guests, Barry Smith and James Murray from Accelerate Security. I wish you a safe and secure festive season, and I'm sure that you will be doing your level best to make sure that the current record of safety and security, which is very good, touch wood, remains just like that. And we look forward to continuing the conversation, because obviously, clearly, there's a lot more to talk about. Accelerate, keeping things on the up and up, pardon the pun, with an eye in the sky now. My very special guests, Barry Smith and James Murray. Thanks for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This will be up as a podcast, folks. So if you'd like to listen again or share the information, you're most welcome. It'll be on our website or our apps by, I would imagine, midday today. And The Morning Show continues.